K-E-A-V, wrong, K-E-H-C-B.
Clayton, if you were looking for me, this is KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF, K-E-H-C-B. Have you tried using a glass plate?
I have not. I have most of my plates are just textured PIE plates. I've got a carbon fiber plate and I got a smooth plate. So with this one, like I said, I normally print in carbon fiber or in the textured plates, and everything works out fine there. This is only the second time I've used a smooth plate. Like I said, it sticks well. So I'm down to the last piece here and to finish up this project, but yeah, I have not tried one of those.
For PEG filament, I use a glass bed. I just got a cheap Creality one, and I took a diamond sharpener, and I smoothed it out and roughed it up. Cleaned it really good with alcohol, and after doing that, prints stick to it really good. Don't need glue or anything. And to get the print off, all you gotta do is wait for the plate to cool, and it just falls off.
Yeah, that's what I'm not doing, at least with these, with the smooth plate. I'm taking them off hot and going on to the next part, so I haven't been waiting the 20 minutes or so for that plate to cool, which I should have. But yeah, normally I haven't had any problem with any of the plates. Once in a while I'll get something that doesn't stick, and it's usually because I printed too many times with it and it's losing its grip. And I just have to remember, like I said, it just says, you know, use soap and water on them. And most of the time I need to go back over with a just an alcohol wipe of very light, just to make sure I get all the residue of any of the soap off in it, or that's not going to stick. That's what I did. I didn't think of that right off when it didn't stick the second time. I should have did that, and I didn't. So it was my fault on that one. Most of the time, I haven't had any problems.
Yeah. I wiped down with paper towel and alcohol after every print, and that keeps it sticking good. So, but I heard you were having trouble there, and I figured I'd mention the thing about glass, and so you have another option to try.
Yeah, a new plate I haven't tried yet. I bought one of the new cool plates. It's made for PLA and PETG. And I was supposed to print it, you know, at like 20 or 30 degrees centigrade to cooler. So again, cooler plate, did less current or electricity use. So I haven't tried that one yet. I've had it now for about a month. It's still sitting in the rack. But I've got, I think, 5 different plates that I have that I've cycled through. I've kind of wore one of mine out, the original plates, kind of wore out. Last time I tried it, I couldn't get anything to stick well to it, so that one's kind of been retired, and I've moved on to a couple others I've been using for this. One of the BIQU plates. They're fairly inexpensive compared to the bamboo plates, and I've printed probably a good 100 hours, probably 30, 40 different prints at least, all from one side of that plate with no problem at all, without cleaning at all. It has worked well. So I've got the glue, but I've never had to use it. I don't plan on it. I bought some just in case to have it on hand if I needed it, but I have not needed it so far.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.